This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, multi-channel content director for SMA News Today. The European Medicines Agency has granted a priority medicines or PRIME designation to oral therapy candidate risdiplam to treat spinal muscular atrophy. PRIME designation is intended to encourage the development of promising therapies by speeding their evaluation so that the therapies, if proven effective, can be available to patients sooner. SMA patients have a defective SMN1 gene, which provides instructions for making the SMN protein. Expressions of another similar gene, SMN2, also generates the SMN protein, albeit shorter and unstable. Risdiplam, developed by Roche and Genentech, in collaboration with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation, is a once-daily oral treatment designed to boost production of full-length SMN2 messenger RNA and increase the levels of functional SMN protein. Increasing research suggests that SMA affects organs beyond the central nervous system, the brain, and the spinal cord. Risdiplam was developed to effectively reach the central nervous system while also being widely distributed throughout the body to increase the production of SMN protein. Dr. Sandra Horning, Roche's chief medical officer and head of global product development, said the following in a press release, quote, SMA is the leading genetic cause of death in young children, and families and clinicians continue to seek alternative treatment options for this progressively debilitating and life-threatening disease. The EMA's decision to grant PRIME designation recognizes the potential of the oral systemic agent risdiplam to deliver clinically meaningful results for patients and address a continuing medical need in SMA. End quote. The agency's decision was based on early positive results of two phase 2 and 3 clinical trials called Firefish and Sunfish, which are evaluating the therapeutic benefits of risdiplam in patients with different types of SMA. Earlier, results from the first part of these studies showed that risdiplam treatment increased SMN protein levels among SMA patients. Preliminary functional results from the first part of these trials were presented at the annual Congress of the World Muscle Society in Mendoza, Argentina. In the Firefish study, risdiplam was given once a day to 21 babies from 1 to 7 months old with SMA type 1, the most severe form of the disease. The median age at first dose was 6.7 months, and median treatment duration was 9.5 months. As of September 7th, 19 babies were still alive. Two died due to disease progression and therefore were not considered therapy-related. No infant needed permanent ventilation or lost the ability to swallow. In addition, many of the 14 infants who were treated for 8 months achieved several motor milestones, assessed through the Hammersmith Infant Neurological Examination Model 2, such as kicking, 50%, sitting with or without support, 43%, upright head position, 43%, and rolling to the side, 29%. Of the 6 babies who were able to sit with or without support, 3 achieved unassisted sitting, something type 1 SMA babies never achieve when considering the natural history of the disease. Moreover, after 8 months of treatment, the median change in the CHOP and TIN score, a measure of motor skills ranging from 0 to 64 points, with 0 meaning no response, was 16 points, with 93% of them showing a greater than 4-point improvement and 57% having a score higher than 40. Interim results from the first part of the Sunfish study, in which 35 patients with SMA type 2 or 3 were randomized to receive risdiplam for at least 1 year, showed that 19 patients, 63.3%, had motor improvements, as shown by a 3.1-point improvement in the motor function measure 32, a validated scale to assess motor function in neuromuscular diseases. After 1 year of treatment, the levels of SMN protein in the blood showed a more than 2-fold increase. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, February 19th, 2019. To any parent who has a child with SMA, recently, I had a conversation with my caregiver, Randy, about our goals for the future. We talked about career goals, relationship goals, and all of the things we each wanted to do with our adult lives. I'm telling you, folks, some of the most profound and thought-provoking discussions take place in the bathroom. My dreams included publishing one of my long-form comic book projects, tabling at comic conventions, and meeting more creators, and getting into voice acting. Relationship-wise, I eventually want to get married, but I also want to cultivate and maintain strong friendships with all kinds of people. I don't want to be one of those people who uses adulthood as an excuse to not spend time with friends and family. I want to be engaged and active in my social life. I have big dreams for my future, and I've always been wired this way. I mentioned in a previous column that my teenage dreams included being hired to write a Star Wars movie and marrying my celebrity crush. And no matter how ridiculous they were, my parents encouraged me to dream big and pursue the things that I was passionate about. As an SMA parent, it's only natural for you to be overly concerned for your child and to wonder about what your child won't be able to do when they grow up. Especially during cold and flu season, I get the instinct to want to quarantine your household and put your kid with SMA on lockdown until spring arrives. Your number one concern is their safety and health, and it's okay to wonder about what their limitations will be as teenagers and adults. Yet while this mentality is understandable, let me challenge you to flip it for just a moment. Put aside your child's inabilities for the time being, and instead think about their greatest strengths. What are they really good at? What are they passionate about? What can they excel at despite their physical limitations? Instead of fearing the unknown, let your kids shoot for the stars. Encourage them to audition for that school play that they keep talking about. Let them sign up for marching band. Encourage them to hang out with their friends outside of school. If they're older, ask them about their dating life. Obviously, your kid won't be able to do everything, but I think you will be surprised by the things that they are able to accomplish. I've lived with SMA type 2 my entire life, and I've managed to earn a college degree, land a full-time job, speak in front of large crowds of people, have my writing published in multiple online and print sources, and be one of the sexiest people in wheelchairs alive. Are there risks involved? Absolutely. Will letting them spread their wings require you to trust them to take care of themselves? Indeed it will. But regardless of the trepidations you have, remember that your child's quality of life is just as important as their physical health. Fair warning though, do be careful when your kid goes to preschool and wants to go full Mad Max on the playground, chasing the other kids in their power wheelchair with relentless pursuit. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found by going to our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multi-Channel Content Director.